November 24th is your calendar date. 1 month from today, Christmas Eve.
Whoa. Really?
It is.
Oh.
Yeah.
Wasn't it just Halloween?
Yeah.
Wait, wasn't it just Labor Day?
Yeah.
Wasn't it just 4th of July?
And in a couple of days, you can say, wasn't it just Thanksgiving? Kids, of course, putting together those toy lists, I'm sure, for Santa, of course.
Oh, yeah.
But just in case moms and dads or grandmas and grandpas decide to do something, too.
I heard, by the way, Dr. Fauci say that Santa is immune to COVID-19, so he doesn't have to wear a
mask. Yes. Santa's okay.
Yeah, he's all right.
Santa's got those magical powers.
Yes.
You know? He can make reindeer fly.
Right.
He can avoid COVID.
Yeah.
The the World Against Toys Causing Harm organization, has released its 48th annual report on cautions for parents of dangers of toys that you want to be wary of this season.
Yeah.
So we want to make sure that our listeners know.
They're trying to take away the fun toys. Is that what you're trying to tell me here, Charlie?
Well,
violent video games.
You know, let's see what's on the list here. List, by the way, we will provide a link up on this list too on our morning team page, so you can shop appropriately and to see the pictures. I'm just going to give you, I don't know if it's in any particular order. I'll just give you the top 10 as they have listed here. The Calico Critters Nursery Friends.
Sounds okay.
Looks pretty innocent enough.
Yeah.
But there is a warning. There is a choking hazard because of small parts.
That's usually the most common hazard.
Yeah. Right. Yep. As the agency says, regardless of labels, these are appealing to oral age children. I never heard children classified
oral
as being
age.
Oral age. Oral age. I guess that means they like to put things in their mouth, obviously. And so watch out for the Calico Critters Nursery Friends. Sounds innocent enough. Yes, and I mean, what young boy wouldn't want the missile launcher?
Of course.
How can you ban the missile launcher?
Right, how can you?
Knock out an eye, maybe?
Oh, that's one of the concerns, especially since when you launch, it's kind of like on a rubber band thing, so you kind of pull it close to your face, and they're saying if it kind of misfires.
So this is like from A Christmas Story, you'll shoot your eye out?
Yeah, exactly, yeah, right, okay. Yeah. What I love is the warning label on the package is outdoor use only. I would hope so, because it says it could soar up to 75 feet.
All right.
That's fun. That's what you want indoors in the living room.
That is good indoor fun. I'm all for it. Come on.
75 feet. We can get from here to the end of the house and back again. Beware of the missile launcher. Oh, no. The Marvel Avengers. I mean, wasn't that one of the big movies?
Yeah. Yeah. Right,
The Marvel Avengers Vibranium Power FX Claw. Oh, no.
What's wrong with the claw?
Well, it's a rigid plastic claw inspired by the Black Panther. And the manufacturer does include a caution, as the watch folks do caution, that if you hit or swing at other children, there could be some harm done. Because, again, it's got the rigid plastic.
Yeah.
So the power claw is out, apparently.
Yeah.
This one... In fact, I'm going to show you a picture of this one, because this one's it's called Gloria Owl. Gloria Owl.
Owl.
It's described as a cuddly plush owl sold for babies as young as 12 months, but it has fiber-like hair that can be can shred and cause babies maybe to ingest. All right, I get it. I would ban it just because I find it frightening. Here's a picture of Gloria Owl. What baby do you want having that in the crib?
Ooh.
Ah! Yeah. This is frightening.
Well, yeah. Okay, I can see the dangers now.
Yeah. It's hairy.
It's not as frightening as a clown, though, so it's okay.
Like one of those dolls you stick pins in.
Well, I'd stick a pin in that one for sure. Let's see what's next on the list. Oh, no. The WWE Jumbo Superstar Fists.
Okay, now they're going too far. What, yeah. Why? What's wrong with those?
Well, first of all, I'm amazed that it says these are good for kids aged 3 and up.
All right.
3? You want 3 years old with the jumbo fish? You know what kids are 3 years old are going to do? They're going to start pounding each other.
Of course.
Which is, of course, what the danger is. And that's why the watch organization says they shouldn't be purchased.
Yeah.
Let's see.
Oh, teach them to duck.
Yeah, hey.
Come on.
Defensiveman. There you go. You want, you know, defense always wins. I want to be aware of the scientific explorer sci-fi slime.
Why?
Well, it contains chemicals that may be harmful if misused.
Okay.
And, well, okay, you know, and I would agree with this because here's my rule on toys. This toy says not to be used by children except under adult supervision. I'm sorry, if an adult has to supervise the kid, that it's not a toy appropriate, yeah. Okay? Because I don't want to sit there, like, go and this is the idea of toys. Here's your toy, go and play, don't bother me, I got things to do. If I need to adultly supervise you while you're doing with the toy, it's not a toy appropriate. So I might agree with that.
It's a slime, though? It's just like.
Yeah, yeah, so, yeah, you can make slime, or as it's described here, globs what? Of gross, gloopy goop.
Oh, yeah, I remember playing with slime back in grade school.
It does contain zinc sulfide, which warns its contents may cause eye, skin, and respiratory irritation, harmful if swallowed.
All right, but I wasn't dumb enough to, you know, adjust
Well,
it.
You'd like to think so. But again, if I've got to supervise you, you know, come on. This, let's see. Well, here's another one that I find interesting. It's the original boomerang interactive stunt UFO.
Oh, now, see, that sounds like fun. What's wrong with, what's wrong with the boomerang stunt UFO, Charlie?
Well, because it contains, it's a propeller-like boomerang.
Oh, cool.
And children are actually encouraged here on the package of instructions. It says children are encouraged to perform amazing stunts, including toss it in the air and playing catch by throwing it back and forth with your friends.
Hey.
A propeller device that you're throwing back and forth with your friends.
Yeah, it could cause a few gashes here and there.
Wear the Black Panther claw and catch it.
And catch it. There you go.
That's right.
And if you need to defend yourself, use the WWE fists and punch it away from you. See, we can combine toys here.
Right. Sounds like a fun indoor activity to me, though.
So we got a couple of more here. Yeah, we got a couple of more here. The Boom City Racers Starter Pack. I never heard of Boom City Racers. Sounds to me like that rocket we were talking about.
Yeah.
Apparently it's a stunt car set where you rip, race, and explode miniature vehicles. What young boy would not want to do that? I mean, come on. That's a young boy written all over it. Talk about innocent. My sweet love, lots to love, baby minis. Oh, it's a little baby. In fact, I'll show you a picture. There's a little baby sitting in a little cup there with a...
doesn't look too dangerous.
Yeah,
small parts.
Yeah.
Again,
small parts.
Yeah, small parts again.
Okay.
So you got to be aware of that. All right. Oh, and finally, I mean, come on. You should not purchase the Star Wars Mandalorian Darksaber.
What's wrong with the Darksaber?
Because you know what kid's going to do with it. But what are you supposed to do with a saber? Exactly right. I mean, if you're selling it, you know what you're going to get. Moms and dads shouldn't be surprised when little Johnny picks it up and starts to saber fight.
Yeah, so
that's what a saber's for.
When we were kids, we had the lightsabers. That's what you, from Star Wars. Kids played with those all the time. Yeah, I might get a little bruise here or there, but you learned, again, defense mechanisms.
And if you ever watched Star Wars, I don't know. Again, this is from The Watch, The World Against Toys Causing Harm. We'll put the link up on our site, and you can decide for yourself.
I'm being a little sarcastic, everybody, if you're not getting it. So please, no emails my way. Okay, saying, Pat, what are you talking about?
You're trying to kill our kids? And however, understanding this list, and the Toy Hall of Fame, which we talk about, those toys that are iconic and known for being what children have loved for generations. However, did the stick get into the Hall of Fame? Because according to these standards, you should not give your child a stick. 751 on WSGW. Merry Christmas.